where it
no,
says...
No, Tanakama from the base,
on
yeah.
base. We're going to start from
it's
where
like
it says...
It's like a simple gadata here.
Yes, the first omen is a gadata. We have a lot of halacha.
Oh, goody.
Let's try to go very quickly at the halacha.
Well, like, where does it, how does it start?
The omen base, let's start from where before it gets wide. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10...
11,
12, 13, 14. 14 lines before it gets wide.
Wow.
Before it gets wide. 14
How
lines.
How does it start?
Vayomer shalcheini ki ol
hashachar. Yes,
yes. Okay, so who's the one that's talking about the Malach?
The Malach, the Sar Shalaisov.
Let me go. So he says to him, so Yaakov Avinu says to the Malach, why do you have to go? Just because it gets loud, why do you have to go? Are you a fugitive? Amalai ganavata, oi kuv yustus ata. Are you a ganav or a kuv yustus? What's a kuv yustus? A kidnapper. Going to the fathers. Two different people. There's a ganav and a kuv yustus. Okay?
What's the difference?
Ganav just steals money. And a kuv yustus is...
he kidnaps. Horeg.
What does it say in Rashi? Kuv yustus? Gesundheit.
He kidnaps.
It's a... Right.
You remember like signav? It says also... One is...
Signav, do not steal in the shop.
One is...
The
mama in the... Remember that? Yeah.
Correct. Very good. So here a person who steals the fathers. You're afraid of the morning. You're afraid of being when it gets light. You're afraid of being caught.
Why did he call him someone that's the kidnapped? Isn't that a very strange?
Yaakovinu said to nothing because kidnappers, these type of people, they operate only at night. When it's daylight, when you can see them, then they go hunting.
So you're telling me at the time he didn't know this was
no, 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 no. He did the whole night when he left. No, no, he did know he was a malach. But
so
now when the sun when this dawn. And the rays of sun
no,
came
I understand.
Up.
Yeah, yeah.
So now I have to leave. So I have to leave.
Okay.
What do you have to leave? Let's continue the wrestling.
You mean, are you like a guy? You mean he was...
Right.
It's yeah. a hypothetical...
The,
oh.
Right. The only one who has to leave when it gets light are Ganavim and Govim Nefashas.
Right, right. Yes.
So he said to him, said, you have
we're
to
in a hurry, yeah. Okay.
We're in a hurry. What are you, a Litvak? A Litvak has to go down.
I'm like, can I have a Minnesota?
Are you a Litvak?
That's him sure, a Shachar.
So he said to him, the Malach said to Yaakov, I'm a Malach.
So that means up to that point he didn't know?
Yeah, that's what it seems. Yeah.
It's a half level fellow.
Well, I don't know what it means.
Of course, yeah. Malach.
Okay, he says, a Malach, and what happened? A Miyom Shenivresi Lohigia Zmani Lemashira Ad Akshav. The time that I was created, it was not my turn to say Shira.
Isn't that amazing? He could have lived for who knows how many years that Malach.
Today's my day. Today is my day.
Yeah.
Today is my day. And therefore,
from today.
You're holding me back. Now is my taskin and my existence. Therefore, this is my day. And therefore, I have to leave now.
Right.
The Gemara says, Messiah Lele
Yichanan. What do you mean, Ad Akshav? Now is my Shira, Ad Akshav from...
Until this moment
oh,
in time.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah, yeah.
There are three kiddos that say Shira every single day. Achas emeres kadosh, v'achas emeres kadosh, v'achas emeres kadosh. Hashem tzivokos. Okay, so it's kedai to learn today this murdered Gemara that we got it all wrong. If you ask most people and they say kadosh, 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 what will they tell you? They'll say there's a kadosh, and there's a kadosh. That's wrong. The third kodosh goes together.
You spoke
with
about
words,
this at the morning Kailo.
Hashem tzivokos.
Yeah, yeah.
Hashem tzivokos goes together. Hashem tzivokos. Now, by the way, that's you know, that is not that. That's what it says in the Gemara. I think if you learn Pshat and other, I don't remember where maybe it says on the page.
Yeah.
There it says really it's kodosh, and then it's kodosh kodosh.
Right. That's.
Oh. It's only really two sets. There's a cat that says kodosh and a cat that says kodosh kodosh Hashem tzvokai. So over here it says sholosh. This Gemara over here
yeah,
says
yeah, right.
There are three. There are different opinions. Different mamar chazal.
Yeah.
This Gemara in Chulin here in Davtzadi the Aleph is teaching us a yisoid. There are three kitim shel malachi hashoritz.
No, you're right.
One
people say
kodosh
and then Hashem tzvokai. It just says kodosh Hashem tzvokai.
Even in some of the mesedur, they even put lines how to break it up.
Oh, you mean commas?
There,
yeah.
There are different ways to break it up, but the Gemara, this is one Maimar Chazal
very
that does not necessarily agree with other Maimar Chazal.
Mm-hmm.
And here the Gemara, there are three kitas. One says kodosh.
Just
the
word
one,
kodosh.
That's it. And the other says just word kadosh, and the third one says kadosh Hashem tzivakos.
So he's more
three
fortunate.
Words.
He was able to say three,
three words, but he has to wait. He's the last guy.
Correct.
You're not up to the last line. Okay.
No, I'm up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six on the part gets white.
Oh,
kadosh Hashem tzivakos. Okay, and on the side here, the more is base. Meloy kadosh Hashem tzivakos. Meloy chol aretz kivaydai. Okay, the kiss v'yad. So he doesn't just say through
wait,
these
were you
words.
Looking at which
on the side of the Gemara and the Hagois Vitzi Yoinim.
Yeah.
So there it brings down another kiss, another manuscript where the Gemara there says that the third Malach doesn't just say Kadosh Hashem Tzivakos. More Vaita Miloy Chol Haaretz
Kiloidon.
Okay, so he gets to say quite a bit. All, the first all is one word. The
second yeah, his Ksav of the Gemara was that original. Okay,
okay, and then he does a clean sweep. Neisei. Yeah. Chavivin, fracting was leaving. So if that Neisei, you got Chavivin Yisrael of Nekel Shmarachu. She goes to me Malachi Hashai. Stay more Chaviv. Why? She Yisrael Ein Meshua Bechol Shah. I Klai Yisrael gets a shoe whenever they want. Malachi Hashai says Ein Meshua Ela Pamachas be only once a day. The armor, some say, Pam Achas, Bashabs, once a Shabbos, once a week. The armor, Pam Achas, Bechodesh, the armor, Pam Achas, Bishana, the armor, Pam Achas, Bishavu, once in 7 years. The armor, Pam Achas, Beyovel, once in 50 years. The armor, some say, Pam Achas, Boilam, once in their existence. The Shul, Matskidim, is Hashem, Achar. Okay, that's one. Okay, that's one concept. Beautiful Gemara over here. All the different opinions. And what? How many opinions are there in total? How many? And there are seven opinions. Nachamo, they say, Shur, Pam Achas, Beyoim. Pamachas b'Shabbos, Pamachas b'Chodesh, Pamachas b'Shana, Pamachas b'Shavua, Pamachas b'Yovel. There are Pamachas. Seven different opinions. Okay, how
this
often?
Is they're not seven necessarily different. Disagree, but the different groups of angels.
Oh, different groups of angels. The Eifanim, the Chayis HaKodesh. Okay, the different Malachim, the different parts of Shemayim. There are seven heavens. There are eight heavens. So therefore, in Echanan, but there's a very rare Gemara where you find seven opinions.
I saw that. How eight often? Heavens. Yeah, I saw that somewhere.
Echad. Echad, when you say Echad, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Echad, there's a minute that he's supposed to be Mechavim. When you say the Ches, that Hashem is the Melech on the eighth heaven. There are seven heavens, and Hashem
that's
is
the
in ches,
the
eighth. The Ches. There's such a minute. Yeah, Echad. The Dalet is the four.
So we don't know how
earth.
To. We're not being.
We don't know
how
to
the
Dalet. The real way to say a Dalet is a TH. And that way you have time to concentrate.
Yeah.
Echad. You can,
that's how it, yeah.
No one knows for sure.
Well, the Yemenites is fine, know how to
do it. Yeah, it's TH. There are two Dalits. There's a Dalit with a Dalit, and there's a Dalit. A Dalit with a dot, and a Dalit. There's a
without
base,
a dot.
Right. There's a base and a vase. There's
right.
a Gimel with the dot, and
right.
a Rimmel.
Yeah.
Rimmel.
The Yemenites, probably.
Rimmel. Two Gimels. Rimmel.
Not Gimel? Because I heard
know.
Someone saying, Barbia,
no,
Jeffen.
Jeffen.
I heard a Yemenite talk, making a work like that.
Jeffen.
Yeah.
Maybe that's without the dot. That's
with the dot.
Yeah. I was taught the Rimmel.
Yeah.
I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, whatever.
Maybe I don't know the answer.
Okay.
I don't know. And then there's also an Aleph versus an Ayin. Ayin. Ayin.
Yeah.
So you say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echo Echo.
Do you do that? You're mocked with dinner? No.
You're kidding.
I know Rav Shmuel is mocked to say,
I can't do that.
I also can't do that.
I should just remember to
listen,
try.
Listen,
wait,
how
do you say kavana, it? Kavana,
you think it's the Kavana? You think it's the Kavana?
The Perush Hamila is even that I can't do.
Shem doesn't ask too much
no,
from
you
us.
Don't think
because,
so?
No, in our times, we're very... Every
you know, you go upstairs, you say, sorry.
No one came down. No one came down, came back to tell us what goes on up there.
But if you look in the Svarim,
do you know anyone who came back and
told us? They give you a bit of an illustration.
There's a new regime up there. It's a new regime. Every generation is a new set of Yanim. They retire, they say as they said.
That's what they say. They take the Yanim that understands this world.
Understands the generation.
That's right.
They only take the Yanim and Shmaim who have smartphones.
Okay.
They have to relate to the Nisyonis of the Dar. Right?
Yeah.
Do we know what it means? We know nothing. No
right.
one ever came back to tell us what's going on up there, so we have to have a moon up shooter.
Right.
Our avos did not hand us over a mesor that's shaker. We believe
right.
that our avos gave
right.
us a mesor that's emes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. That's
mm-hmm.
it. You do the best you can. Weiter. So it says that there are seven different opinions. That's one yisod, but that's not what we want to discuss. We want to discuss the next yisod. The next set of years, the Yisrael Maskim is Hashem Achash Teish Teves. This is what we want to discuss at this moment in time. The Klal Yisrael, they say Hashem's name after two words. What are the two words? Shema Yisrael Hashem. We already can say Hashem's name, Yudke Vavke, after introducing it with two words of Choyl. Or you say Boruch Atah, and then you say Yudke Vavke. Shema Yisrael Hashem. So Hashem's name is only said after we first introduce it with two words that are not kodesh. We have to warm up. You got to warm up.
But the Malachim,
but
only after
they
get
through is word kodesh, kodesh, kodesh. Hashem, it's
the
Malachim.
But there's three different Malachim.
Oh,
is that
that's the Gemara's Kasha.
Oh, yeah?
That's the Mase. The Gemara's Kasha, Mase. Because you're telling me there's three different Malachim. That means that one Malach is saying, the third
that's not
is
the
saying,
that's
is
not,
saying
that's not
kodesh,
that's
after one word.
Right.
You have a Kasha. V'shol maskim is Hashem achas shteish sheva is shenemar shma Yisrael Hashem v'goymer. Malachi Asher is ein maskim is Hashem el acha el yachas sholish tevos tekhilas tev. Kadosh 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 Hashem tzevokais. Now, by the way, what do you learn from this Gemara b'derech Agav? Is that saying Shema Yisrael is equivalent to saying Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Because since what the Gemara is coming to, the Gemara is coming to ask us contradiction, coming to ask us, it's coming to match up us to them.
Yeah.
There's a duel, there's a match. They're the Malachim and they're human beings. Human beings are better than Malachim. So, I mean, you mean there's, we daven, there are a million things you can select in davening. How come the Gemara specifically selected our recital?
For example, the Baruch, it doesn't mention, right, as an example.
So. And other things, that's not really such a kash, because that's how, that's Chazal's, it's the Baruchas were made by Chazal. But the truth is, the Baruchas are also patterned after Pesukim with them. By Yivarech David es Hashem, v'yem olemar. There are also times in Pesukim, in Tanakh, where you find Baruchas. Baruch Avram, lekel Elyon, Kornei Shemayim Varetz. You have Baruch Vayivarech David Hashem Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min Olam Yad Olam.
Yeah,
I don't know the psukim on the tip of my tongue, but there are psukim in Tanakh where you find Baruch Ata Yudkei Vavkei.
Yeah,
few and far in between. But that's not the point. The point over here is, how come the Gemara went and we want to match up a human being to a Malach? The Gemara selected these two psukim, Shema Yisrael, verse Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. This is an amazing Gemara, and it's teaching us that if you want to understand the pshat, the depth of the meaning of Shema Yisrael, you have to understand what it means, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. And if you want to understand the depth of what it means, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzevokas, Baruch Haaretz Kevodoy, you have to look in the Mefarshim and what it means, Shema Yisrael, because they are the same. They are equivalent. The only difference is one is recited by human beings and the other is recited by Malachim. But they're a match. And therefore, we have a new appreciation of how to understand what these things mean.
Yeah.
So, Vayiter, Kadosh, 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 Malachesh, next, now we have another site. We're going to get back to the Kashan in one moment.
Yeah.
First, we want to discuss the Braisa in its entirety. Before we come to the Yisaidis, they're waiting for us. The Malachi Asharis, they're on a schedule, they're waiting very patiently to say Shira, they're waiting for us to wake up and to go to the Beis HaKnesset and recite Shira. Shenemar, Biron Yachat. What does it mean, Biron? Biron means to sing. Ron means to sing. When they sing together, Yachad, Koichrei Voiker, the stars of the morning.
Now, where's this Pasuk?
Look on the side of the Gemara.
Where's the mem? I don't see the mem.
Ois mem is on the right side. My Gemara is on the right side. On the right side, Ois mem, it tells us in Eoif. Eoif lamed chezayin. Eoif lamed chezayin. Okay, Sefer Job. Job. Job.
Oh yeah, I have it.
Job.
Okay.
Okay.
So what is Baron Yachya?
Steve Job. So therefore, Baron Yachad Koichle Veiker, when they sing together, the stars.
Baron means when they sing?
Yes.
Okay.
Baron means like, it's like Roin, Rananu.
Ah.
What? Rina. You have a daughter, Rina? You have a daughter, Rina?
Reina.
Reina. So I knew something was familiar. He has a daughter, she's married.
She's not married.
Not married. Oh, wait, who's the way? That's the one, that's Annie?
Lisa's married. Annie? Annie's a Reina.
Oh, she's Annie single. Is Reina. So we're learning about her tonight. So Shavish, Rishem, Bekarv Mamish, Bekarv called Yisrael, Bishol Zev. Tonight's your mazel de gnacht.
Okay, Neil. Look when we write Koich Veboike, he's referring to Malachim stars?
Yeah, Avada. Baron. Yachad Koich Veboike.
What's the pshat? Veike. My uncle, Baron.
What?
My uncle's name is Baron.
Baron. Baron Rothschild.
Baron.
It's the Gematria. Baron Koich Veboike.
No, I'm serious. The stars? They're referring to the Malachim?
The Malachim. Yeah. No. Human beings. The Koich Veboike are the humans, are the creatures. These are the aliens who live in Mars. It's these, and then it says Vahadar Vayariu Kol Bnei Elokim. First, the Koich Veivoker is a reference to human beings. Humans look at Laharino first, because Avraham said to Avraham Avinu,
why they refer to stars?
Avraham Avinu, Koi Yezaracha Vayoyitzi Oisachutza. Hashem, by the Brisbane of Sarim, look at the stars. So,
how did you learn the simple meaning to compare to the stars? Just like you can't count stars. Was there ever in history you knew what that? They
numerous?
Multiply. Yeah, they flourish.
By time of Shlomo HaMelech. Ish tachas gav tachat einosai asher lo yisof lo yimone. I think that was the time they would be on count. I think it is a pause.
But of course, there was a count. They knew exactly.
Shloim HaMelech, there was so many they couldn't count. It was so successful, it's not shach to count. Even today, it's not shach to really count. Is there a way to count the population of the world today? The world,
so
even Roiv America?
Means you can't count, or Roiv means that there are many?
There are many Perushim.
Koye
yeah, Zaracha?
Yes.
We're talking about in general, there are
well,
many.
I'm just wondering, what
there
does it mean?
Many Perushim. First of all, you can't count.
You
computer.
Can't count stars because you.
Why can't you count stars?
Because shines, and then it blinks, then it goes off.
That's because if you would go to that star, then from that star, you'd be able to now see new stars. But let's say from our vantage point on Earth, why NASA can't today take pictures of the entire sky as
they
through a period
advertise.
Of time.
We found a new star.
And use,
don't
no,
you
they find a new star with a telescope.
They're going to name it?
No, no, no.
Right,
a
with telescope,
let's
and they're going to name it for
lens.
$50 to put your name on a star.
Let's put the lens on a setting that is 2020 for a human being.
Yeah.
What can a human being, you can look how you can do such a thing with this technology. You take a telescope. You take a camera and you set it to a setting where it's equivalent to what a normal average human being can see, and you line it up. You line it up on Earth, and you have a technique where you totally map all this all every day, and then you have a computer which counts all the white dots, and it'll tell you how many stars there are. You can't count stars today. You really can't. Granules of sand you can't count. That's for sure not.
Who says it means counting the stars?
So what it means is maybe a computer can count, but a human being cannot count. A human being,
L'chaira, can't count also if it's infinite.
We're getting off topic now. This is, there are many Perushim in the Rishonim and Achrayim. What is the meaning of Koy Yihye Zarach? What does Rashi say there? What does the Targum say? Always have to look at Iker's Rashi and Targum. What do they say? I don't know what they say. Koy Yihye Zarach. The Pasuk in Tuchal Limnoi system, you can't count. You cannot count them. It says it's a Pasuk. It's not a Chazal. It's a Pasuk. You cannot count the stars. A human being cannot count the stars. My question though is, but a computer, I would assume, in our day and age, if you put your minds to it, if you would really want to, l'chaira, I mean, you can't, maybe you have a telescope and then you go meshuggah, but let's go from the perspective of a normal average human being on this world, put a camera, v'chulu, can't count, but a regular human being, the pasuk says it's impossible. There's no human being that has the ability to make a cheshbon every night, every day, and be in different parts of the world and make all the calculations, it's impossible. But what are granules of sand that even a computer can't do? Don't tell me there's a technology in this world that will ever be that you can count the granules of sand in the world. Possible. How deep do you go, by the way? It's impossible to count sand. How can you possibly count sand?
I don't know.
So there's a difference between the two. Okay, there are many Pirushim. I don't remember anything. There's a lot of stuff on this. Vaita, this is our topic.
Okay.
But one thing we do know, we have to take from the Gemara, is Bron Koich Le'Boiker. The Koich Le'Boiker is a marshal to human beings.
Right.
Tzadikim. Tzadikim will compare to the stars. They shine and they sing Shira to Hashem. And the next words of the Pasuk are Vahadar, Vayoriu. Ariu also means an expression of shouting out, of Shira, Kol B'nei Elokim. The Malachi Hasharis, they are called the children of Hashem. Why is Klal Yisrael from Rashur? He writes in the Sefer of Avraham Rashur, Halekach V'Halivov. Why are we called Bini B'Choyri Yisrael? Right? Tell Paro, Bini B'Choyri. Why? Why are we the B'Chor? In order to be a B'Chor, there has to be a second child. So who is the second child that we call the first child? So the answer is the Malachim. We're called Bonim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem. You're banim. We're called banim. No? Pasuk in the Torah.
Yep.
Right? The Malachi Hasharis, are they called banim?
Yeah, it says
B'nai Elokim. There are many psukim that say this. There's other psukim that say this. There's other psukim. Malachim are called B'nai Elokim. So, who's the Bechor? Who is the Bechor? Who gets Kishnayim? Bini B'choiri Yisrael. You only can be a Bechor if there's another child. If you're an only child. What?
You're a Bechor even if you're the only child.
You get everything. A Bechor means you get Pishnayim. Bechor, L'Choira, the Din Bechor is when you have a second child.
Erev Pesach?
Fine, that's Tama, a technicality.
You get killed in the
Din Bechor. So you want to say Lama Shavar. You want to say Lama Shavar, that there's no din of fasting unless you have a brother. You want to say Lama Shavar is that Pishnayim should not apply unless you have a brother. The Torah doesn't say, the Torah is Petarechem. Petarechem, sometimes it says the term.
Is
no, Petarechem, doesn't he have another brother?
Right.
Peter Rechem.
You can have nobody else. You don't need to have someone else to be considered
I hear you say. I hear you say. Look, the Bukhar is famous. The Bukhar is one of the letters of Bukhar. All the doubles. Beis is letter number two. Chof is the second of the decimals of 20. And Reish is 200. Wow. 222. So Bukhar, you see the word Bukhar. In the word Bukhar itself, it means there's a double. There's someone else. You happen to be the dominant of the two. If we to fight with, right? You know the mice with the Rebbe. There was a child, and the child
but
comes.
222 just means that you get a double portion. It doesn't mean
you
that
get a
you
dull portion.
The double.
But if there is the no broad, you get everything. It's no fun to not to fight. There was a child. He went to the Rebbe. Rebbe, I have no one to play with. I only have sisters. I'm an only son. I have no sisters. What am I going to do with myself? Rebbe. So the Rebbe says to the child, my child, the day will come when you'll be very happy that you don't have any brothers. You understand?
When he gets to
the Yerusha, the Makam Sheish Ben in Labas, Kulum, they get nothing. Go try that today, huh? Right. Some people didn't hear about this. Some people, the Mamish go to Bez and they talk to the Mamish. My father was once a dying in such a case. Mamish, the Bonim came to the court and they said to the Dayanim, the Mokom Sheish Bein Ein Lebas Klum.
Maybe it doesn't happen in today's world?
All the time.
All the time.
That's why it's very important. And everyone is screaming, the Akudas Yisrael and the RCA are telling everyone, make sure you write for yourself a living will. Living will. So you can fight when they're alive before. Right. Going off topic. So here it says there's two bonim. There are the Bnei Elokim and Klal Yisrael is called bonim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem.
Yeah.
Who's the Bechor? Bnei Bechori Yisrael.
Yeah.
Good vart. No, it's a very good vart. El Achas. That we have now concluded this Maimer Chazal. Now we get back into the Gemara. So what's the Gemara? Kasha Stira. Here it says that you say Hashem's name only after you say three times Kadosh, 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 three Shemus. And we learn that there are three cat kitim, and the third cat says Kadosh Hashem Tzivakos Meloi Choleres Kivaydai. After one word, the second word is Hashem's name, and for the other word says not a kasha, El Achas. You must now the Gemara saying here's the Yisad. This is what I remember before. El Achas Ameres Kadosh. The second one doesn't just say Kadosh. The Achas Emeres, Kadosh, Kadosh. Okay? And the third one says, The Achas Emeres, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzivakos, period. It's an amazing Gemara. That means when we read every single day, according to this Gemara, we read every single day. How many times do we? So it's condensed. It's not Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. It's condensed.
Maybe
one Malach says Kadosh.
Maybe we're only saying what the third Malach says.
Maybe,
exactly.
No. So the pad, if you look, there's a psik. If you look in the Sidurim, they put a line after the first Kadosh, and that's it, which indicates that the first one is separate, and then it's Kadosh, Kadosh, and the third one is capturing everything together, Kadosh, 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 Shem Tzivakas. In the good Sidurim, they put a line after, there's a line after the first Kadosh. Let's go to the videotape. What should we take over here?
Take what you would consider a good sitter.
Sorry, I'm just going to pardon this. Just one sitter and we'll go right there. One sitter. You take the svar, I'll take the ashkenaz. Maybe a sitter from the Ari.
Maybe.
Let's see. That's the real nusach, isn't it? That's very geschmack nusach. I was an oven. I dive in the shul.
It's
very geschmack nusach. It's very geschmack. You dive for the amud. There's a certain sprach. I really, really had a hanah when I used to dive for the amud. That nusach.
Where's the psik?
They put commas. They were commas. Kodesh kama, kodesh kama, kodesh kama. Hashem tzivakos kama. Rapam was very upset with this. You know, Rapam, he criticized art scroll.
Yeah.
He was very.
It is nothing.
He criticized art scroll and he told him, I don't want the commas. What are you putting in commas? What are you putting in lines? Who told you putting commas in lines? The nusach is so rich.
Well, there's a comma between the kodesh and Hashem.
So who says that? Why is there a comma there? Why do they put a comma? It's going to no one. Kodosh, Kodosh, Kodosh. Why are there commas? You have to ask the editor, Rabbi Davis. We have to ask him, why are there commas over here in between the Kodosh? Which shita are they taking hold of?
So said Rabbi Palm, did Rabbi Palm,
he did not approve of the commas.
And did he voice his opinion to
yes,
the
Yes, he did. Yes,
Palm?
He did. They asked him, because what was the shah? They used to have dots. If you remember, this is before I was born. We used to have dots. The kudos, the article sidurim was square. See, if you look in the siddur, it's a round. Mishtach Avim is a little. It's a round circle. It used to be in the original version. It was not circles. It was squares.
What was square?
The nekudos were squares.
Oh yeah.
Look at the nekudos. You see the nekudos in the first page? They're circles, right? They're circles.
It used to be square.
Square because they made their own beautiful font. See, it's a beautiful font, and part of the design, modern world, it was an innovation, a new font, square dots. It has an effect. You don't realize
originally.
You don't for many years. You don't understand. You don't realize that the nuance of font has a major effect.
What is font?
Font means the script.
Yeah.
Has a major effect on over time, over your learning, how much space there is in between the lines. Mm-hmm. It's tremendous psychology. It's incredible chokhmah in fonts, in spacing. Is it a serif? What's called a serif, cursive, versus all different types of fonts. And they had squares. So some people objected very strongly that it's not the Masorah.
Square.
It's not the Masorah to have square nekudos. Yes, look at an old article.
The vowels were square? Like
yes, the dots
Sago,
were squares. So they have many, many years. So they argue that it's not the Masorah. It's not the Masorah to have to have squares.
Yeah.
A nekuda means a circle. Mm. So they didn't really want to listen, but there was a lot of noise, and the Yesh Rav Pam, and Rav Pam said that the critics are correct. The Masorah is a circle.
Mm-hmm.
So they said we're going to change. Das Torah, they're going to change, and they did. And now you can't even find an article sitter, a new one, for the last 10, 15 years that has a square dot. They changed all of their publications and all of the new editions. Everything they ever did from that point on, they redesigned the font where there are circles and not squares.
Who decided to make it square?
I guess that when they made the first siddur, they invented their own font.
Yeah, but even before Art Scroll, there's other publications.
No one ever no one ever made square dots. The Masorah tradition.
No.
Chodosh,
I see, Art Scroll wasn't the only one that changed from square to round. A lot of siddurim only have a round.
Yeah.
Only round. There was never square.
Even old siddurim.
There were never.
Art was the first one to make square?
Yes.
Why?
It looked nicer. It looked nicer. They designed a new font.
How long has Artscroll been around?
30 years.
Yeah.
They made square dots. No one even noticed. I would never notice if not for the fact that someone told this to me. I wouldn't notice in a million years. Knows there is square and circles. To me, it's all the same. I wouldn't notice anything. But the people that are looking to make trouble, they found.
And did he complain about the Kaddish also?
So then they asked him. So it seems when they asked him, this is how I remember it. I was in Torah Vadaska, and when they asked him what his opinion was on this matter, squares and circles, so he says it should be circles. And also he says there's no reason why you should put commas and periods. Because
but they didn't listen to
that. That they kept the way it is. In this Gemara, the Oiz Vahad the Gemara, if you know, they have many, many editions. And in some of the editions, they have commas in the Rashis. Okay, yours, I see, does not. In the Masifta, in this one they do. You see, this one they do. They have commas in the Rashis. And in this one, they have nekudos and commas. In the Gemara, they have commas. And you have over here a whole Hagdama. Look at this Meridic Gemara. They have a whole introduction explaining everything, what they did, why they did it, and all the Piskei Halacha. Incredible, this Gemara. This Gemara is awesome. The Hagdam itself is worth all the money. The whole Hagdam and all the letters and all the Chidushim that they have over here. Okay, off the topic. Now I'm going to tell you the most amazing Vart.
So what's the Teretz?
The Teretz says there are three Kitim.
Right.
There are three Kitim. Kat number one says Kodosh.
Mm-hmm.
No Shem Hashem. Kat number two says Kodosh Kodosh.
Mm-hmm.
And Kat number three says Kodosh 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 Hashem Tzivakos B'loch Haros Kevdol. So Kat number three says Hashem's name, but only after he recites
the only
two
one
words.
That says Hashem's name is the third Kat, and they say it after three.
Exactly.
After three,
so when you say now, so now the question is, according to this piece
Monday,
of Gemara, when you every single day in davening and Asher Valencian say Kodosh 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 Hashem Tzivakos B'loch Haros Kevdol, which Malach are you identifying with? Are you identifying with Kat number three?
Or
Or no, maybe it's a sophisticated nusach, and in that one nusach itself, you really reliving all three together. When you say the word kadosh, so that's the right away you're doing kat number one, plus you've also done the first word of kat number two. Then when you say the second word kadosh, you are being mashlim kat number two, and you are in the middle of kat number three. And then when you say the third word kadosh, you are only saying kat number three.
You have to have that in mind.
No, I couldn't even keep cheshbon what day of the week it is. Okay, but it's very interesting. What hak are you mechavin? What are you mechavin when you say kadosh, kadosh, kadosh? That was also very interesting. Is the by the way, it translates what it means. The targum, we have a targum. We recite the targum. The first, it seems that it's none of the above, because when we recite, we explain kadosh means Hashem is holy in shemayim, kadosh b'shmei miroima ila'a b'shechinte. The second kadosh means there's holiness in this world. Kadish al ara ovad givurte. The earth is the product of Hashem's labor, and the third kadosh is zman leolam ulmeil maya. So the commas in the art scroll l'chayra fit very well with the translation, the Aramaic translation perush that we actually continue to recite when we say Ashrei Volatzion. Okay, so what we do every single day, we recite the nusach, the atargum, the translation. And the translation is nothing of the above, nothing that we've learned in the Gemara today. It's kadosh, is holiness in Shemayim. Second kadosh, holiness on this earth. And third kadosh is in Zman. Got it?
In Zman meaning holiness forever?
Whatever it means, holiness in time. What does that mean, holiness in time? Hashem is hoya, hoy ve'viya. There is nothing more gashmi in this world than Zman. In Shemayim, there's no such thing as Zman. Hashem is hoya, hoy ve'viya. Yudke Vavke is a composite of, that's what it means. What does Yudke Vavke mean? Yudke Vavke is a combination of hoya, hoy ve'viya. Hashem is l'maylam in Hazman. Hashem is kula ruchni. Mamela, what is the most gashmiest thing in this world? The most Zman. Physical Zman.
That's what I said, is it means when you say Bereshis Bara Elokin.
Bereshis Zman.
Hashem created Bereshis. Hashem created beginning.
Created time.
Created time.
The Rav,
that's what it
the
means.
Rav has been giving Moiridika Shirim on this topic. The Rav spoke for many weeks. The Rav, Rav Shmidman. Many weeks he gave Shirim on this topic, on all the Mekoyres, all the Rishonim, Achronim.
About
the meaning of what does it mean, Bereshis? What exactly Bereshis? All these.
So it's okay to say Bereshis means in the beginning. Hashem created something called beginning, which
if
means
you
want to
start with the basics.
Rabbi Gerson Ivshin says when you just said that's at that moment. Bereshis created time.
Before that, there was no such thing as before.
At that moment,
created a before.
Says that. Gave
that moment created time.
So many shirim on this. There's so much time.
I don't know
this.
Where he writes this, but he writes.
So many makaris, so many rishonim, so many ideas. Very complicated. You say this. This is a big topic. This is a massive topic. Weiter.
Nee.
Now there's a question of Baruch. But we have Baruch. Baruch kivoid Hashem mimikoymai. So how many words do we say Hashem? Baruch kivoid.
After two.
Hashem too. Kasha. So everyone agrees that the Malachim say after two words. So I have a contradiction. We just said that only we, human beings, say Hashem after two. We say Shema.
Yeah, how come the Gemara doesn't bring the whole pasuk? Okay, whatever.
I don't know.
Hashem,
the Ikar Baruch, the Gemara says Baruch Oifanim Hu De Amrila. It's a different. That's not a Malach. It's a different. Listen, I don't know what goes on up there, but
it's
not
Andre
different. Andre Oifen. It's a different category. When we over here talk about Malachi Hashareis,
how does that answer it? You mean different?
The Gemara made a statement that the Malachi Hashareis.
Maybe Tosfos.
The Malachi Hashareis.
No, that's Rashi. You want to learn the Rashi?
The Malachi Hashareis say Hashem's name after three.
One second, that's Tosfos. Okay, yeah.
The Malachi Hashareis say Hashem's name, mention Hashem's after two words.
Yeah.
After three words. Oh, but it says Baruch Kivoid Hashem. Baruch Kivoid Hashem is not recited by the Malachi Hashareis.
Uh-huh.
It's recited by the Oifanim. Who are the Oifanim? It's not in the Gemara in this answer. It's a different league. They don't have a title of Malach. They don't share the term Malach. It's a different
league.
I don't know. I don't know what category they're in. But what the Gemara is just saying one thing over the Rashi.
Says what you're saying.
Yeah.
That.
What did I say? I didn't say
anything. Malachim afanim chayes hakodesh. They're different.
Right.
I also thought that these are all malachim. So you think that it doesn't.
The Gemara here is saying that it's a different thing.
No?
Baruch afanim hu d'amrulah. Viba yaseima. Another answer. No. The MS, the Eifanim are talking Nichlal in Malachi Asharis.
Right.
Oh, so how could they say Hashem's name after two and not after three?
Right.
Kasha. Because they only can say Hashem's name after two only after they first said Kadosh, 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 Hashem.
Only once, then they could
then
say.
Then can they say Hashem's name. So there it's not the beginning. Once permission has been granted to say Hashem's name, because they said three words, Kadosh, 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 and then they said Yilkei Vavkei. So once the gates are open, now they can say Hashem's name even after saying two words in another sentence. Now, by the way, this Gemara you have to appreciate, we say the most common description of the Creator is what? How do you refer to Hashem? Mubduruba. How does Chazal refer to Hashem? Mubduruba. What's the term? Hashem? No, that's our, we invented that. That Hashem is something, a modern invention. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where does it come from, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why did Chazal invent that term? That's the earliest term of Hashem is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where did that come from? Who invented that? Who coined that term HaKadosh? It's in the Gemara all over the place.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not even mentioning Hashem's name. It's just saying three words.
Who invented that term? What does the term mean? You know what it means? It means there are two sets of malachim. There's a malach called Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. And then there the malachim that say, Baruch kivoid Hashem imukaymai. And then we say, Hashem yimloich li'olam vo'ed. The Kadosh comes from the first set of malachim. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. The Baruch comes from the second set of malachim. We say, Baruch kivoid Hashem imukaymai. And the third is, Hashem yimloich li'olam vo'ed. We are combining the Kiddusha, the Sidra.
Okay.
Now that's
the Baruch Hu. Where's the Hu?
There are different interpretations, but let's learn very partially now. It's Hashem yimloich li'olam vo'ed. It's the third set. It's in the Kiddusha, the Sidra. What do we say? Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. And then we say Baruch Hashem Mekamai. And then we say Hashem yimloich li'olam. Hashem will be king. And we translate it Hashem malchusei ko'em li'olam ul'olmei olmaya. Forever means behavayoso yehei. You learned enough Gemara to know whenever the Gemara says who, it means it shall remain in this state forever. You familiar with these Gemaras? The Gemara makes drashas very, very often. It says the word who. And what does the word who mean? I don't remember which Gemara, but I don't have a good memory there. The Gemara says who. And every time, who? The Gemara says, that means behavayoso yehei. You have to maintain the status quo. There will be no change. This will remain in this state forever. So we say, Hashem
Yimloch. That's very good, because the Gemara
Megillah
says,
he's
the same Achashverosh from the beginning to the end.
Oh, very good. Exactly. When you say that it goes on, that means it goes on forever. Nothing ever changes.
Yeah.
So now you understand why we refer to Hashem every day. We refer to Hashem as Kadosh
Baruch. Who says this? Very nice. Who says this?
Who says this? Rav Simcha Soloveitchik. Says this.
He probably saw it somewhere.
He told me this. It's Kadosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh is Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Baruch is Baruch, Baruch Kvod. Who is Hashem Yimloich Li'olam Vo'ed? Li'olam Vo'ed is who? Behavayasa Yehei. There's no change. It remains like this forever and ever. Murdik, huh? Unbelievable, unbelievable.
Yep.
And there's another twist on this, but not for now. I think that the other twist on the same idea, but it's a little bit different. Mahalach is, I think, it's even better than what I told you, but not for now. Vaita. You ever heard that before? It's good, yeah? Solid.
You would have told me yesterday, and today I would have told you also I never heard it before. Because I don't remember it anyways. So it just sounds fresh. Who? Hashem Yimloich L'Oilam Voed.
L'Oilam Voed is who? Kadosh, 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 Baruch Kavod, Hashem Yimloch, Le'olam Voed. Le'olam Voed is who? Behavayasa Yehei. Hu Achashverosh. Mitchilosa V'yad Soifai. From the beginning to the end, he was a Rasha. Yeah. Vaita. Who always means forever and ever. Okay, now we go to a new Gemara. A Naya Gemara. A new Gemara. Vayosar. El Malach Vayuchol Bocha Vayischaninlo. This is a pasuk. Where is the pasuk? In Hoshea. Okay, we learned this. Did we learn this? No, once in a while. We learned this a long time ago in the morning.
Right.
That the Malach sang, Vayosar el Malach Vayuchol. Now, the word Vayosar does not mean sing. No, it is one interpretation. Scrub that. Okay, we'll come to that interpretation. It simply means Srara. Srara, authority. Yaakov Avinu became a sar. He prevailed over the malach. Vayosar el malach. He prevailed over the malach. Vayuchol and overtook him.
That's the reason why he was called Yisrael. Sar Kel.
Exactly, exactly. Vayuchol and he prevailed. Bocha, the malach cried, let me go, release me on bail. Vayischanen lo. So the Gemara over here says, "Any."
And
the Malach begged Yaakov Avinu. The Gemara now asks, "Any yodei mi nasa sar?" All it says here in this pasuk is that one of the two became a sar. Who became the sar?
Right.
Did Yaakov become the sar, or did the Malach become the sar?
Any yodei mi nasa sar? Let me
show you what's in the pasuk. Ki sorisa. It says that the Malach gave him a bracha. What was the bracha they gave him? Ki sorisa. Im Elohim, that you prevailed over angels. Elohim means an angel. What does the word Elohim really mean? It doesn't mean it's not really, not always holy. It means authority. It says Advar Elohim Adhu Elohim Yavoi Dvar Shenehem. Is that Kodesh? No. Ad Hu Elohim means to the Bezdin, the authority.
Mm-hmm.
Elohim means authority. The Ribbono Nishlilim happens to be the ultimate authority, and that's why we say Elohim many times in Tanakh is Kodesh. B'yoyim b'roi Hashem Elohim is Hashem Amesaretz. But we're looking as a connotation of authority.
Yeah,
yeah. So over here, Kisuzim Elohim B'havayim. So over here, this term Elohim means what? It means authority. It means the Malachim. The Malachim are given authority over human beings. Have you in there? Yaakov nasa sar lemalach. Right in the pasuk, Bocha, the angel cried, Vayischanen lo. The angel cried and supplicated to Yaakov Avinu. Ein yodeh mi bocha lemi. Kisho emer, and it's in the pasuk, Vayomer, the malach says, Shalcheini, I beg you, let me go home. Have you in there, malach bocha liyakov. Kisorisa, you have prevailed, im elo kim. Vim anoshem. Now, really, you can say this blush.
Isn't it higher vim anoshem?
Yeah, it does say. Really, this Elohim, you can really say it's Lashon Chol. You can say Hashem. You can say it the way it is. I believe. However, Elohim, because over here it's not Kodesh. Here it's Chol. Here it's a Malach. It's not
right,
Kodesh.
Right.
However, the minig is not to. Rav Moshe said, Rav Moshe never did. Even when talking about the Zohar, he didn't because there are people listening in the background.
You got Rav
Zohar? Yeah, Moshe was very mocked. Never
you said
say,
Elohim Acherim?
I think so. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Yeah. Because why? Because he used to give a shiur, an MTJ, who would come into the shiur? People, homeless people would come into the Beis Medrash. They would sit in the back. They didn't have steam, they didn't have heat. They sat in the Beis Medrash. There were people sitting around like Moshe Leitzin. So he was afraid, he felt that if he would say, they knew epic something, these people.
They're going to learn from him.
They're going to learn, they're going to think, you're going to say, Zilz Nashem's name, because they don't understand what he's talking about. So he's always very mocking. In the Beis Medrash, he always said, Elohim.
Yeah.
Even though they didn't say Elohim. So some people, they learn from that is that even though we shouldn't say Hashem's in because we don't really know what it means. We
right.
Learn. Okay, that's a chiddush to say that. Right.
Yeah.
So what does Vim Anoshim mean? And with
human beings.
Asim and Lavan.
Very good. How do you know that?
No, because it's Forsh Rashi, right?
This guy knows Rashi. You see, if you know Rashi, you know everything. Chumash Rashi is the Ikos Shemikarim.
Yeah.
Ikos Shemikarim. You have the Chumash Rashi. It's the most important thing to learn. We should have a shiur in Chumash Rashi. I'm telling you, we should learn every day. Chumash Rashi. Instead of Yom Shalom Chumash Rashi. Ki sorisa im elokim ben Hashem. I'm a rabbi. Remez ramaz loy. Ki a remez. Rav Shasin. Rav Shasin. Now you're dying in Darsha. Im anoshim. Who are the anoshim? It doesn't say im ish. Anoshim. You were telling me the answer means Lavan and Esav.
Right.
But he's coming over here telling something in Nayazach. And Murdigvar anoshim. Lashon. It refers to actual human beings. Who are the human beings? It means I'm a rabbi. Remez ramaz loy. Lashim shasim shasidim shnei sodim latzisimenu. Roish koyle. You have prevailed im elokim v'im anoshim, which is a drasha. Im anoshim is with you will be anoshim. From you will come anoshim, great people. There'll be one great person in Eretz Yisrael that will lead the Jewish people, the Nasi. There'll be the Nasi, and there'll be a great Jewish person in Chutz Liaret that will lead the Bnei Goyla, the Rash and the Bahag. Rabban shall call Bnei Yisrael the Hagoyla. And who is that going to be? Rabbi Shol Zev Lobel. How do you pronounce your name? Lobel or Lobel?
Lobel.
Like, it was kind of a...
Does it tell you who these people are? It just says the...
Hillel.
The Nasi? There's always a line. There's a line that went down the generations. There's the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael, and there is the Reish Gelusa in Galus. There's always an authority. So Reish Goyle Hashem Bavel.
It means many.
There's always
going to be a head figure.
It's always going to be a head figure in Golos, yeah. And but one person, I mean, one person has the title. One at a time. Only one. Only one leader. Ein shnei malachim meshamshim mekeserech. Only one at a time. Roish kol b'shabov v'nasi should be Eretz Yisrael. Mikan ramas loy golos. But by doing so, and Hashem is teaching me, telling him indirectly, there's going to be a reish galusa. A reish galusa, what is a Jew doing in Golos? Why do we need a Jew in Golos to lead the exiles? Why? We don't belong there. We belong in only one place in Eretz Yisrael. Oh, it must be. There's going to come a point in time when there's going to be a large chunk of human beings of Bnei Yisrael living in Golos, and we're going to need a leader to guide them. He's indirectly hinting to Yaakov Avinu that there's going to be a Golos, and you're going to need a leader in to guide
people. How does
people.
This fit that you govern Hashem over the Malach and the people? How does that fit?
It's a drasha. It says, "Ki sarisa im, you are im Elokim, you're a good man."
Prominent people.
It's a drasha.
And it'll come a time when you'll need two kinds of leaders. One is
right.
Right.
So Mardik Avard. What's the depth of this part is that the people living in Eretz Yisrael cannot relate to the nesyonos of those living in Chutz La'aretz, and they can't paskin for them. And the people living in Golos, you cannot relate to the nesyonos of those living in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, don't second judge them. The other is very, very awful. People, they were talking about it. Should you go on the Harbais? Should you go on the Harbais? A very controversial topic. Go on the Harbais.
Yeah, talk about it.
So, a lot of people have said, a lot of Gedolim have said the same thing. If you live in America, mind your own business. If you don't understand the nesyon, the issues of going and not going in Eretz Yisrael, you don't understand it. So don't go, you weird Gemara, you know what the Rambam says, the Ravid says, you learn the Rishonim and go through the whole sugya, and you're going to give a psak halacha, it's asur and mutter. Mind your own business. You live in Eretz Yisrael. You understand what's going on over there? You have no clue what's going on over there. Let the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael will issue a psak halacha. You stay out of this. Because you cannot relate to the issues.
He says that in Eretz Yisrael, they got smicha.
Okay, fine.
And in Chutz La'aretz,
there was no smicha, but the fact is that you have to have two separate.
Elikim versus none
of it. It says Anoshim. Anoshim is Bloshim 2, Bloshim Rabin. Anoshim. That's how I learned this. Look at Rashi.
Baba didn't get smicha?
Right.
No.
There's so many people that have smicha. I'm just joking. That's not the real smicha.
Sarisa im Elohim. Nasi should be Eretz Yisrael, Shasmuchim Heim, Vindikram Elohim. Yeah, you're right. They called Elohim. Okay, you're right. And I prepared from the Masifta. And he didn't say that. It's interesting. Why? Because they're very strict. They always follow Pshat and Rashi. Why, Taka, do you not say that Pshat? I'm shocked.
What? Oh, smicha.
And Elohim. There it said two. Maybe it's another. The next man confusing with the next is Gemara. Okay, but okay, he's right. Rav Shloim is right. Never.
I'm reading what it says here.
Rashi, you're right. It says Rashi. It says in Rashi that the drash is im Elohim. That means there's going to be a Dayan in Eretz Yisrael who's called Elohim because he has smicha. The Iman Hashem is a Dayan, the Reish Galusa. He's only an Ish. He's not a person that's smicha. Vaito, next Gemara. Omar Rabba. Okay, next. Uvagefe, now we're going to the Mice of Yosef. Going to Yosef. Yosef is the dream interpreter. So Vagefen Shlesha Sarigim. So the Sar Hamashkim, he comes to Yosef, in my dream I saw three branches. The word Sarig means a branch. Is that how they translate it in the article?
Sarigim, it doesn't give three branches. Yes.
Branches. Got it? A branch.
Wait, how does this fit in?
We're going to see right now. Okay. This is the Derech of the Gemara. The Gemara connects to the Gemara Chazal. Uvagefen, Shlesha, sorry, Gimon on the vine, there were three branches. Gim means prominent authorities. In every generation, there's going to be three people that are Yoshev Rosh. Three Gedolei Yisrael that Gans Klal Yisrael has the respect of Gans Klal Yisrael. Okay? And where are they to be found? It depends. Sometimes the majority is in Golos, and the minority is in Eretz Yisrael. And sometimes the majority is in Eretz Yisrael, and the minority is in Golos. Shleisha sorei geyim hayaitzim miYisrael b'chol dor v'dor. Amlu Gemara muftach. In this generation, the Gemara is telling us there are three people who are on the top. Who are they? You know who they are? It's supposed to be obvious who they are. Three people. Two of them are in one part of the world, either in Golos or Eretz Yisrael, and the other is in the other one, but we don't know which one is which. Shleisha Sargeim Hayotzim Yisrael, behold over there, every generation, Pam Sheshnayim Kan, sometimes two are here in Golos, V'yachod be'eretz Yisrael. Pa'amim. Sheshnayim be'eretz Yisrael. V'yachod kan. So now and then, when this Maimon Chazal was said, people wanted to right away ask. So today, when the, who are the three people? Yehivu Rabban Einay be'Rabbana Ukva v'Rabbana Nechemya b'nei Brate D'Rav, who were the grandchildren b'nei Brate, the sons of the daughter of Rav. These were the two people.
I have Rav.
B'nei Brate D'Rav.
I have Rav. Interesting.
You have Rav? How do you have Rav?
Oh, I'm sorry. D'Rav. Yeah.
D'Rav. So, and where were they living? Rav lived in Golis, in Bavel. So this generation, they were these two people, these two individuals, they were recognized as being the two great people in Chutz Li'aretz. And Eretz Yisrael, there was another person. Doesn't say who the person was. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, there is no Rashi. Okay, there is no Rashi. Does not say. The game he writes over here, sorry, I made a mistake over here. See, I told you, Talmidei Chacham, that's not correct. Incorrect. Gang, another mistake I made. Life is smash. I count the mistakes. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So who are the Rashi game? It doesn't mean Talmidei Chachamim. It means political authorities. Chuck Schumer. Feinstein. What's her name? Whatever.
Diane Feinstein.
She's Jewish. She's a cousin of Moshe.
What's the story? What?
She's a cousin of Moshe.
Wait, but she did something terrible.
She's a Democrat. She's like Mamish. Off the wall. She's been around. How long has she been around there? She's been around there forever. So she's Jewish. She's a cousin of Moshe Feinstein.
Or Josh Weinstein.
Who's Josh Weinstein? I don't know who he is.
You didn't hear? Okay.
I don't even know.
Harvey Weinstein.
I'm sorry, Harvey.
Okay, there are two political authorities.
You
got to get a batter's box. Batter up.
But let's have,
put on your gloves. Let's finish, put on some it. Chalk. Make sure your bat.
Let's
is
finish.
Illegal.
Rub Eimer.
Don't use an illegal bat.
Rub Eimer.
So therefore, that these are the political leaders. The political leaders, fine. These are political authorities. These are not Rabbanim. Talmidei Chachamim. B'nei Berati Rava. Rava Amar Elu Shloishes.
These are all dream, part of the, interpreting the dream of the...
Right. It's a remes. It's a drasha. In the dream that Hashem is showing Yosef, things about the future of the world.
Wow.
And Hashem is showing that it's going to be in Klali, so there's going to be three political authorities.
And he showed it through someone else's dream.
What?
It's an amazing.
Everything that happens to you during the day, Hashem is, if you want to pay attention, Hashem is speaking to you. Hashem is giving you a message.
This is someone else's dream.
That's right. The fact that Yosef is sitting there and someone comes and gives him a dream, it's the way of Hashem. There are many things that are going on. This guy needs his dream interpreted, but there's also a hashkocha pratis that if this guy is telling me this information, there's a reason. Hashem is speaking to me. Vaita. Now he goes to another interpretation. Rav Amar Elu Shlosha Sari Goyim, three Sari Goyim. It means Shemalamdim Zuchus Al Yisrael B'chol Dor V'dor. Unbelievable halacha. Is that even though we have enemies out there, the Goyim want to cause a tsar, but there will always be three Goyim, three political Goyish leaders.
Haley.
What? Could be. That are coming to be Malamid Zuchus and Klal Yisrael. What does Rashi say? Rash Elu Shlosha Sari Goyim Malochim. Now, what does that mean? Malachim? Malachim means angels. I said, not like I told you. I told you it means political leaders. Sorry, Goyim. I made a mistake. Rashi learned, sorry, Goyim means Malachim, the advocate in heaven. That in Shemayim, they will always be Malamed, Zuchus, and Klal Yisrael. Fine. Behold of the Tanya, Rabbi Lazoimer, Geffen, another Joshua, Geffen.
A lot of different Shadim.
Okay, many Pyramids. We learn Rashi. We'll stick with Rashi for now. By Tanya, Rabbi Lazoimer, Geffen, Zalulam. He saw in his dream, Geffen, a vine. What is the vine Mesamel? Geffen is Zeh Ha'olam, it's Olam Hazeh. Shleisha Sarigim. Three branches. What's the number three? Shleisha Miyodea. Shleisha Niyodea. Shleisha Avais. Ze'ava Mitzvah Yaakov. Vi Kifarachas also Nitsa. It Kifarachas means it blossomed. A perach. Okay, blossomed. Also Nitsa. And a flower, a spurt, went forth.
Is a pasuk?
This is the pasuk by the dreams, by the Sarmashkim. Elu ho'imos. These are the mothers. Hivshilu ashkelo yisachanovim, elu hashvatim. Amlo b'yishuv v'chi ma'arin lo'ilu adam mashach. Yeah, that's the past. That's the past. Right?
V'halo'ein ma'arin lo'ilu adam mashach. This happened already before.
So that's the Ela, Geffen, Zetayra. Shleisha Sarigim Elu Moshe V'Yarim Miriam. Tiki V'Rachas also needs a Elu Sanhedrin. Hev Shilash L'Sachanavim Elu Hatzadikim Shevuchol Avedar. Amar Rabban Gamil Adayin Tzurim the Moidoi. For the Moidoi, who's the Moidoi? Who is the Moidoi? Rabbi Eliezer, is that correct?
Yeah, I think so.
The Moidoi? The Maikim Lakula Bechad Makoim. Rabbi Lez Amoy Leoimer, Gevin Zer Yushalayim, Shleish Rigim Elu.